Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Inside the Cage. There are some desires related to cages, wishes and fantasies, the idea of being locked up and no longer able to get out of your own accord. The concept of being physically completely at their whim, inside the cage. Whenever they need you, whenever they want you, you'll be there. And I'd like to tell you about my cage. It took a while to find one that suited my interests, one that is strong enough and big enough to house a single submissive easily, yet not so big that they can lay down fully or stand up. That would be too much comfort for the person inside. It can be fun showing it to you. Both of us standing outside, so you can see the allure, feel the attraction. With your hands, your gaze firmly focused on the cold, hard steel. I'm standing next to you, watching, observing all the different desires, fantasies, cravings that go through you when you see this, knowing how easy it would be to put you inside the cage. You'd like to try it, wouldn't you? I can see it, feel it, even hear it in your breath. But you can't. You're not allowed inside the cage unless you are willing, eager to surrender. Now, by your reaction, I can tell that it's not a problem as such, but at the moment you're not exactly calm, empty and obedient, are you? Before I allow you into the cage, enjoy the privilege of being inside the cage. You need to know your place. This also means that you do not kneel before I tell you to. I know. It is mean of me to play with your eagerness like this. You're so close to it. You can feel it next to you. The call of being inside. You want to, don't you? You want to so bad. You do anything to be allowed in there. Because inside you have no choice and no responsibilities. Inside you are protected and safe. Inside you are at my whim. That I can do, take, use you however I want. Whenever I want. You will focus on the sound of my voice, on the movements of my hands, on the cadence of my words. You will focus and slowly feel yourself more mesmerized. Even if it means that you become something even more submissive. Once you are inside, your choice has been made. Are you sure you want to experience the privilege of being inside the cage? As I walk past you, I move my hands to the door and open it. You do not move. You know this is a test. If you are obedient and blank, you will stay until told to move. So you wait. You wait for my command. I walk around you and observe you from every angle. I want to make sure that you are empty and obedient, focused on my words, waiting for my command. It would be so nice to be allowed inside, wouldn't it? It would feel so good to slowly make your way into the cage, hear the door close behind you, and realize that there is no escape. It would feel so good to touch the cold metal and feel it resist anything you could do. It would feel so good to hear the metal clicks as the door falls shut and you have no way out unless I let you. Very good. Enter the cage. As you slowly move, I observe your movements. Slow, deliberate, obedient. While your eagerness is still deep inside, your primary focus is to obey, to surrender. I am in control now. It was your choice to enter. And now it's my choice to keep you there. Maybe even for a while, who knows how long you'll be inside the cave. Strangely, inside, all the rest of the world fades away. The only thing that matters right now is my presence, my voice, my control, my choice. Who knows when I will call on you? What I would have you do, or how I have use for you? It could be anything, anytime. While you are inside the cage, your thoughts are no longer important. You are empty and obedient. Resting, waiting, calm and blank. You have no responsibility, only surrender. It is so blissfully quiet while you're in here. And you know that it is no longer your choice when you get out, which makes it blissfully relaxing, and there is a strange, beautiful freedom in not needing to make any choices right now. Inside the cage, you must obey. If my voice follows, you might be used, taken, made to obey, or whatever else is planned. Somehow you know that whatever happens, it'll be an experience, and you will do your best to be empty and obedient. If you look outside the cage, you know that I am there, watching, observing. It's almost like you're sleeping. Part of you simply switched off while you are inside. If my voice doesn't follow, a few seconds after the file ends, you will be let out of the cage and return to normality. For now, you are deeply relaxed, blank. Surrender inside the cave.